You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the Kentucky Derby, your fave, is Saturday. Would you ever want to ride a horse?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. It depends. Do they have headrests?
No, huh? You put your head down on that, you'll be toppling over. Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah.
Ever in your life?
Yes. Yes. I went many years ago, probably close to 40 years ago, I went to a dude ranch in Northern California.
Whoa.
And I got on a horse for 3 straight days, and my inner thighs still ache from that. Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
Pretty
good. You ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, I was like 12. I haven't done it as an adult. Doesn't even count. I was on some Shetland pony or something being, you know, guided around. I've never been on a real horse.
You and I should go horseback riding at some point.
Or maybe
we should. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Suns close in on the Jazz. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout have themselves a night. And could Jimmy G be a Patriot one more time? But we begin today with Kevin Love. With his team down 4 points in the third quarter against Toronto, Love was set to inbound the ball. He had been knocked to the ground a couple of times and pushed in the back without getting a foul call, and he was reportedly frustrated. As the ref tossed him the ball, Love swatted at it, and it went inbounds cleanly. Toronto picked it up and got a 3. By the end of the quarter, Cleveland was down 11. After the game, Love apologized to his teammates. Wilbon, are the Cavs right to simply accept the apology and move on?
Tone, I don't know if they're right to do it that way, because sometimes coaches and organizations want to set an example for the other players that are there to say, no, you can't behave like this. But let's go back to the person who's involved in this, and that's Kevin Love, who's been a terrific player for a long time, a terrific citizen of the NBA and an ambassador for basketball. And I know Kevin Love a little bit. He's talked openly about emotional and mental issues, and he's brought light to things that are difficult to have and had conversations that other people just won't have. And you start to think, okay, was any of that possibly involved in this? I don't even want to go there. But Kevin Love is a responsible dude. He's not some wild card. This behavior, look, it could just be frustration from the game. A lot of people have had that. It could be something more. I don't know what it is. I'd like to know more. But Kevin Love, to me, deserves the benefit of the doubt to sit in a room with his employers and superiors and whatever and say, okay, here's what happened. Kevin Love deserves that. He's earned that to me.
Yeah, that is a complicating issue, that he has talked about his own anxiety, that he has talked about mental health issues, that he has received a lot of praise. And it becomes hard to separate that from basketball issues. As a basketball issue, this was a really bad play. It is not a play of leadership. This is a guy who is a multi-time All-Star, who's been on championship teams, who has been a terrific player. And it's bad. What I think they should do, I don't think you fine him. I don't think you sit him. I think you give him the chance and you encourage him to go public with what he thought about what he was doing at that point, because it was not a responsible play. And as you say, he's been better than that. I sometimes wonder, Mike, if he has buyer's remorse. He was an integral part on a Cleveland championship team with LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
Historic team.
They both left. He took the money and he stayed. All right, he stayed. They have lost and lost and lost. They've fired a couple of coaches. It hasn't worked out. He hasn't played all that often. I got a statistic here that since he signed, he played 96 games. He missed 112. As we saw earlier in the year with Blake Griffin, among others, maybe it's time for Kevin Love to move on and play somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
Tony,
time.
Tony, that could be. I just think, like you, I don't want to hear about a fine or a suspension out of nowhere, just out of left field. We're going to impose this on you. There are lots of veteran players in every sport. But we're talking about the NBA, people who've earned the right to explain and just say, here's what happened.
Yep.
And then you can decide. His employers can decide. People who are patrons can decide. I believe that Kevin Love will say something to us if he talks about it publicly that makes some sense, because that's who Kevin Love has been. I feel that. A moment of silence for the Knicks' 9-game winning streak. All right, that's enough. My sons beat your Knicks last night in the Garden, didn't they, Tony? As my man Chris Paul hit three incredible shots, all clutch down the stretch. That win, coupled with Utah's loss on a total brain cramp by two-time Defensive Player of the Year Rudy Gobert, Stifle Tower, brings the Suns within one game of the one seed in the West, and they play in Phoenix Friday night. Tony, what stands out to you more, how the Suns won or how the Jazz lost?
Well, here's why I'm going to stay away from Phoenix. I'm just going to quote you from 15 seconds ago. My man, Chris Paul.
That's right.
All right, so you want to talk about Chris Paul. Chris Paul won the game. He had 7 points in the last 123. And your other man, Book, he had 33.
That's right.
So I'm going to let you become enraptured with yet another hometown team for you, and I'm going to turn to the Jazz. And I will mention Gobert. Minnesota is inbounding the ball in a one-point game. It's essentially the last play of the game. They've got Rudy Gobert, who, as you say, is the two-time Defensive Player of the Year, and he's 7'1". He is the last line of defense. For some reason, he comes out of that position and he chases, and you go, what? What is this guy doing? And then D'Angelo Russell is completely alone for a pass, layup, 2 points. They win the game. Afterwards, Gobert says, it's my fault entirely. And you want to go, yeah, it's your fault entirely. What would possess you to do something like that?
Tony, Chris Paul was great. So if we're talking about the best performance in the clutch, like you can go back to the Academy Awards, the award for best performance in the clutch last night in Madison Square Garden is Chris Paul. Yes, it was.
Sure.
Because the shots he hit, and he hit a couple on Randle, who can play some defense, and the Knicks play defense. That's how they got in this position. So the Suns were great, and they're going home to play for the top seed. Where? In the NBA, not just the West. So all these dopes, and a lot of them are like Hall of Fame players, dopes who think that Chris Paul shouldn't be in the discussion for MVP. Please shut up. I don't want to hear from you. Now, to answer the question, Tony, it's that play. Because I'm thinking that a whistle was blown, and like nobody heard it except for the guy inbounding, and it results in a layup, and you're gonna go, wait, what happened? The whistle blew. Because everyone is shocked, and Rudy Gobert goes to chase, and I guess you don't understand what he's seeing in the moment, because he can just sit back there and play a one-man zone, and that basket ain't gonna happen. That was a weird thing. Utah's in a strange place right now where they lost some games. They lost to Minnesota, by the way. They lost to Minnesota. So they've had
these losses, Tom. They're
in a bit of jeopardy.
Let me amplify this.
Okay.
They are dissolving, Utah.
You think it's that
bad? They don't look like a first-place team right now.
No.
They've lost two in a row to Minnesota, the second-worst team in the entire NBA. At this stage of the season, you can't lose
Shouldn't
two in a row.
That.
Washington, a team below 500, went to Utah and beat them. The Lakers, without Anthony Davis and LeBron James, they beat Utah.
Split them.
Something is wrong there now. Maybe it's just Donovan Mitchell's absence. Maybe he should be in the MVP discussion because they're not good without him. Let's go to baseball and the California Angels. And we know that's not their name, but that's what we call them. Yep. Mike Trout returned to their lineup last night after an elbow issue. He had 4 hits and 2 RBI. Trout leads the majors in batting average, .426. On base percentage, .539. And slugging percentage, .820. But Shohei Ohtani pitched 5 innings last night. He got the win. He had a 2-run double to help himself, and he scored 3 times. So, Wilbon, who was the more impressive angel?
You know what, Tony? Whenever you start talking about impressive angels, you get to Ohtani because of what he does. Because he does this thing that is so rare now. I mean, it was always rare, but it's particularly rare now. He inspired me. I even turned the game off because there was a documentary on Babe Ruth. And I was like, whoa, Ohtani, Ruth, I'm going to go watch Ruth for a while. And I watched too much of it and I missed the end. But Tony, it's Ohtani because he's doing this thing where he's excelling at both things and he can get 12 out of 13 hitters. And I know Trout has been overlooked, overshadowed. And now it's not just happening in his league or his division. It's happening on his team. And there's something unfair about that. But it's Ohtani. At least it is to me.
Yeah, let me tell you how the Babe Ruth documentary ends. He hit .714.
Yeah,
that's how it ends.
It's the journey that matters.
So for years, I've been telling you about Ohtani and Babe Ruth. And for years, you have slapped this guy around. You said, I don't care about it. It's junk. Well, it's not junk.
I don't remember
mythology
that.
Of Babe. Yes, you've been doing this. The mythology of Babe Ruth is irresistible. But to answer this question, the answer is Mike Trout.
No, it's not.
Mike Trout is the more impressive angel last night, last week, last month, last year, the last decade. Mike Trout is the greatest player in baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr. has a different personality, and people look at him. You know, Trout's not outgoing in that way. Trout doesn't call attention to himself. He's not that guy. But nobody in baseball thinks Tatis a better player than Mike Trout. The shame, the hole in the resume of baseball over the last 10 years is that Mike Trout's only been in one playoff series. That's like Ted Williams.
Well, that's the hole in the Angels' resume, baseball's resume. Blame it where, it belongs.
I love Ohtani, but Mike Trout is the greatest player out there.
You know, Tony, but how can you be the greatest if you can't even get in the postseason? I mean, this is kind of
like...
It's kind of like Bryce Harper. Tony, still...
He wasn't the greatest.
If he was the best, he was thought to be the best player in baseball at the time, poets said for
not
about 3 years.
Not even by me, and I rooted for him. No.
Tony,
no.
The greatest players of all time got in the postseason, whether they're one
Ted
guy
Williams
or not.
Ted Williams got there once or twice. Ted Williams couldn't get past the Yankees most of the time. Mike, here's the problem with the Angels. The problem with the Angels is they got Ohtani. And they got Trout.
Yeah.
They got a great manager in Madden. Pujols hit another home run last night. He's got 667 home runs, something like that. And if Anthony Rendon ever gets on the field, he's a terrific player. And they're all revved up with nowhere to go because they're 11-10. They're 11-10 with all
With that personnel, when they get revved up, they ought to go. Don't blame anybody other than where the blame belongs with that team and that clubhouse and that dugout.
Let's take a break. But coming up, will Jimmy Garoppolo still be a 49er when the season starts? Or could he be headed back to the Patriots?
And Russell Westbrook put up another triple-double last night, but did Bradley Beal do something even more impressive?
You killed Ohtani for the last 3 years.
You said,
don't give me this junk.
Because you know that Ruth to me is, come on, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for Toss Up, where two men enter, but only one is extra relaxed because he's got a bathroom 3 feet away from where he's sitting in his attic, just in case. What's first?
Toss Up, better team for Jimmy Garoppolo next season, the 49ers or the Patriots?
49ers aren't an option. The 49ers have said they're going to draft a quarterback at number 3. Jimmy Garoppolo has no future there. Kyle Shanahan couldn't even guarantee he'd be on the team next year. So the Patriots are a wonderful option. He knows the coaching staff. He was there. He would fit right in. The question is medical, Mike.
Yeah.
Is he healthy? The 1 year he was healthy with San Francisco, he took him to the Super Bowl. There should be a line around the corner. But in San Francisco, they played 56 games while he was there, and he started 30. Do the math.
He plays half the games in San Francisco, and they're openly considering having traded up to draft a quarterback to replace him, drafting a quarterback to replace him. So he may be there nominally. He ain't going to be there long. They're going to have to get rid of him. And you would think that sometime this summer, after the pick is made this weekend, that the Niners will do that. Therefore, the answer definitively is the Patriots. And there should be some other teams trying to get in there too, including the one I rooted for 50 years and doesn't ever have a quarterback, but it won't be New England.
Next.
Toss up, more impressive performance in a loss last night. Russell Westbrook or Bradley Beal?
Westbrook had another triple-double, Mike. He had 22 points, 14 assists, and 13 rebounds. His rebounding numbers are astonishing.
They're crazy.
He's 6'3".
He got 20 the other night.
He's not 6'8". He's got 11 a game. But, you know, it's routine for him to get a triple-double. And he shot 9 for 26, which stinks. The answer is Bradley Beal, who had 45 points and didn't even have a 3. The problem is their record now is 7-21 when he scores 40 or more. That is the worst record in NBA history under those circumstances. Yeah. So the more he scores, the less chance they have to win. It's a conundrum.
Yeah, but he can't go less. Bradley Beal was great last night. I know you know that because I know you watched until you got a little disheartened in the last few seconds and said, I'm done. I didn't go crazy like that like you didn't understand. Tony, it's Bradley Beal. Russell was great. He had 20 boards the other night. He's like 8th in rebounding or something like that. It's 6'3.5". And his effort level is off the charts. But Bradley Beal, did he not score every time down they needed him to?
Yes.
And it's back and forth
and
with DeRozan. And they lost, heartbreaking loss for the Wizards.
7-21.
He was
7-21 when he goes 40-plus. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Baker Mayfield, your boy, stands by his UFO sighting.
Please. Aaron Boone gets tossed after Aaron Judge's base-running blunder. Boone
I thought you've come around on Baker Mayfield. I thought you said you thought he earned respect last year.
I did say that, and I believe it. UFO puts me in
and
that.
And he makes great commercials.
The UFO
His
puts me in that Kyrie Irving space. He and Kyrie ought to do a flat
UFOs.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 69th birthday, George Gervin, the Iceman. Gervin is in the Hall of Fame. He's a 12-time All-Star and a 4-time NBA scoring champion. Over the course of his career, Gervin averaged 25.1 points per game. As a rookie out of Eastern Michigan, Gervin played for the ABA Virginia Squires. In his last year, Gervin played for the Chicago Bulls. But in between, those 12 years with the San Antonio Spurs were what the gold was spun from.
Oh,
Gervin was long and lean, and he seemed to float through the air. His patented shot was the finger roll that was as smooth as a glass of Angel's Envy. Gervin never won a championship in San Antonio. He never got to the finals. Tim Duncan won 5, so I'm going to put you on the spot, Wilbon. Who is the greatest Spur, Gervin or Duncan?
Well, greatest kind of means decorated, and I can't go against Duncan. But if you ask me who I pay to see in the history of the San Antonio Spurs, it is the Iceman. And did you see those clips? Boys and girls at home, you say, oh, so-and-so who plays today has a better finger. Oh, shut up. He doesn't. George Gervin, snap it off. Say it with me, Gervin.
Happy anniversary, Lakers. On this day 61 years ago, the Minneapolis Lakers announced that they would relocate in Los Angeles for the 1960-61 season. With George Mikan, Minneapolis had been the most powerful team in the beginning of the NBA. They won 5 titles between 1949 and 1954. After Mikan retired in 1956, they were good, not great. They brought a young Elgin Baylor to Los Angeles, and he was joined there by draft choice Jerry West. The Lakers were the only NBA team west of St. Louis until the Philadelphia Warriors moved to San Francisco in 1962. But the Great Western sports expansion had begun in 1958 when baseball's Dodgers and Giants left New York for California. For some reason, the Lakers kept their Minneapolis nickname, despite Los Angeles having few lakes to speak of and Minnesota having 10,000 of them, as the license plate says. Though it could be worse, ask the Utah Jazz.
Quick Mike and story. In 1996, the NBA put together a fireside chat. At it, front and center, were Wilt and Russell. It was the greatest afternoon of basketball ever. There was no basketball. 1996, and some young dope in the front row with a microphone said to Bill Russell, "Can you tell me more about Mr. Meekin?" And Russell looked at him incredulously and said, "Meekin, he was my hero, Meekin." I was like ready to go after that. What gets better than that? Bill Russell talking about George Meekin. Loved it.
Happy trails, Aaron Boone. The Yankees manager waited too long to challenge a call last night in the eighth inning against the Orioles. Aaron Judge was called out at third, ending the Yankee inning just before DJ LeMahieu scored at home, which would have gotten the Yankees to 4-3. Boone paused in the dugout, waiting for his coaches to tell him whether to challenge the call at the plate. The 20-second time limit expired, and Boone could not challenge. So he went nuts, and he got tossed out. Shout out, John Boy. The Yankees lost and remain in last place in the AL East. By the way, the resurgent Matt Harvey went six innings for Baltimore and only gave up three hits and one run, and he's 2-1.
I have no comment on base running, so you have to indulge another story. I don't recognize this Boone. Boone lived in North Scottsdale for a while, and we were sort of neighbors. A nicer man, a calmer guy, a sweeter person, you're not going to ever meet, okay? And you get Sage Steele to vouch because she was a neighbor too. And now when I see Boone in the last place Yankees and he's having to throw a tantrum on Monday and a tantrum on Tuesday, I just feel for him. I know the rewards will be great, but it's the juxtaposition is interesting.
You've given me a great idea.
What?
When you and I go horseback riding, let's invite Aaron Boone and Sage Steele. Let's the four of us.
We got horses.
Let's go horseback
riding together.
We got horses
out there in the west, in the desert. We do.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We're not getting near javelinas, though. We're staying away from them.
Javelinas.
Big finish, here we go.
Let's do it.
The Falcons are open to hearing offers for Julio Jones. Are you surprised?
I mean, what's going to come back? I mean, he's been a great, maybe a Hall of Fame receiver, but he's 32, a lot of mileage and injuries. Kentucky Derby fave, essential quality, drew the 14th post position for Saturday's race. Is that a good slot, Mr. Kentucky Derby?
No, it's terrible. There have only been two winners from the 14, and I think the last one was in the 1960s. It's a bad slot. The Independent Pioneer League will now go to a home run derby instead of extra innings. Is that all right with you?
No. Baker Mayfield says he stands by his UFO sighting from earlier this year. Your thoughts?
A lot of people think they've seen UFOs. Even pilots think they've seen UFOs. The government no longer denies the existence of UFOs. I'm going to give them a pass on this. I haven't seen one, don't want to.
You can make a commercial out of it. He's so good at it.
Last one, the Celtics can hand the Thunder their 15th loss in a row tonight. They're going to do that?
You know, the Celtics, it's time for them to make up their minds who they are. They win, they lose, they lose, they win. They're going to win. They need it.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast. And now, Tony, you know what's coming. Here's SportsCenter.
Wilbon, I played 16 holes today. I got six pars. You proud of me?